In the parlor?
In the parlor.
Okay, let's try that.
I don't want to do that in now. Because
oh, dear.
Decided to take on his old roofing shingle, put
pegs in it to tighten two strings in the shape of a, he made the shape of a fiddle, of the neck. He whittled it out with his knife and put a bridge on it and two strings. And he tuned it up just like he would a fiddle with two strings, and he played on it. He played this old fiddle like that till one day his daddy caught him playing it, and he told him, now he said, well, go get my fiddle down, he said, play it. And he went and got my granddaddy's fiddle and started playing. And he played it, and then he turned around when he moved in here after my mother and him were married. They moved in here and they bought this fiddle.
Now, was your granddad alive when you heard him? Did you hear him play?
No, I never heard him play. Uh-huh. But my daddy always told me about it.
Yeah.
About playing. He said, see, daddy was awful particular with the fiddle, and he wouldn't let him play his fiddle, and he just made him one out of an old shingle off of a roof.
Yeah.
That's what he used for. Just an old roofing shingle. What they used to call them clapboards.
Huh.
They'd split them out of they'd cut a white oak tree and split shingles and have a shaving horse. They'd shave these shingles down, place on the roof. What they call a clapboard roof. And they used one of these boards to make a fiddle out.
What'd they make the shingles out of?
Out of a white oak tree.
Okay, in California we call those shakes, aren't they probably like?
I figure they are.
Yeah, they're same. About like that thick?
Yeah, about a quarter of an inch thick, yeah. And so wide, maybe 4 or 5 inches wide.
Yeah.
And about 20 inches long.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
We call them shakes. So.
They'd split them out, they'd cut a big white oak, maybe it'd be 2.5, 3 foot across a log, and cut it in lengths of shingles, in 20 inches length. Then they'd split them with a froe. And what they called a froe, they'd use a wooden mallet on, set this block up on the end and split it in quarters and then start splitting it down, just keep quartering it down till they get it down into, and start going into shingles. It'd work out enough to roof a house or a barn or any building like that.
Did most people build their houses?
Yeah, they'd build them out of logs and then use these shingles on to put the roof on.
Uh-huh.
And they'd put these wooden shingles on.
Now, would your dad play with other people, with banjos and guitar?
Yeah, he'd play banjo. Well, he couldn't play guitar. He'd play banjo and fiddle.
He also play fiddle while somebody else played
another instrument? Yeah, he'd play with somebody else. Huh. But he played the banjo in your style.
Uh-huh, Clawhammer
style.
Yeah.
He used his thumb and his fingers.
Did they ever call it frailing, or did they call it clawhammer?
They called it clawhammer out here.
Yeah. Well, it must be in North Carolina that they probably call it frailing.
That's what I've always heard it called.
Hansel, I'd like to put on the tape, if you could tell me again, that you were telling me about how you stopped playing fiddle and how you got going again.
The way it happened, my dad and neighbor.
Well, this was when you stopped.
Well, this was back about 19 and what was 40, 46, 45, 46 along there, when World War II broke loose.
It broke loose about 39, 40.
Well, anyway, then my buddy, the one that played with us, he played the guitar along with me and my dad. He had to go to service. Well, that broke our little band kind of up. Well, of course, me and my dad was always left to play. I played the guitar, and my dad played the fiddle mostly.
What'd you do, fiddle tunes or sing?
Yeah, we'd do fiddle tunes. He'd play the fiddle, and I'd play guitar in the background. And he'd play a five-string banjo, clawhammer style, like you play it.
Mm-hmm.
But our other buddy was gone, and we just give it up. Till this time come along when I happened to go to this lawn party, and I met these fellows that play. It was at this lawn party, and they was playing over the radio. And this Robertson, Henry Robertson, asked me where my fiddle was, and I told him that I'd left it at home, that I didn't come to play fiddle, that I'd quit playing. That was several years after that. I hadn't been playing for a long time. Anyway, I told Henry that I hadn't played for a long time, and he said, I'll go down and get my dad's fiddle. And his daddy, Mac Robertson, had a fiddle that he played. He went down and got his daddy's fiddle, and he brought it up to the lawn party. Well, he tuned it up and gave it to me and said, play with these boys. And so I started trying to play with them, which I could sort of play with them. Well, I played some with them. And they asked me, invited me to go along with them then to the radio station and play with them to radio. Well, I picked up courage enough and I did it with them. And like I was telling you, went in and we had this, the man that just opened up this radio station, WLD, Johnny Bell. When he saw me walk in through the main entrance of the station, he said he was making an announcement over the radio, and he said, I heard him say it, I could tell his voice was coming through on his loudspeaker. He said, there, looky there, folks, he said, there comes a man with an old-time fiddle coming in. He said, I know most he can play it. He said, that's what we've been advertising for a long time here. He said, I'm glad to see him coming. So he motioned me to come into the room where he done all of his, where his microphones, all of them was. And I went into him, and he just raised up and shook hands with me. He said, I've got to shake hands with him, folks. He said, he asked me my name, and I told him. Now, I told him I'd been playing ever since I was a little boy. He asked me all kinds of questions about it. And so I told him that I'd got started with these guys, played with them on Saturday night, and he wanted me to come with him then to the station there. And he said, I'm awful glad you did. He said, we've been advertising for a man to play a fiddle on the station. So we played then a half-hour program there that day that this group had on. We played a whole half-hour. We played all fiddle pieces. I played them all.
You said you played Mississippi Sorb.
Mississippi Sorb was the first one I played.
Could I get you to play that now?
Yes, I'll play it now.
Okay, we'll put it on. I want to get a tape of that anyway.
And I think we already have it on your tape there, but we'll play it over again.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, I believe you have it back on the next side there.
And you would make your tapes here sometimes?
Make the tapes right here in the house.
Uh-huh. Who played with you?
Well, Virgil Thorne and Vic Flogger and Vic's wife, Zine.
What instruments did they play?
Vic played a mandolin and a flat-top guitar, and Virgil played a flat-top guitar, and Zine played an autoharp.
Uh-huh. Did you all pattern yourself after anyone, or did you...
No, we just played our old music just about like we've heard it played down through the years.
What would you sing some?
We'd sing some.
What songs would you sing?
Sing hymns, church hymns,
uh-huh.
Country songs, and different songs like
did
that.
Did you have a theme song?
Yeah. I think we used Mississippi Sorry there for a long time for our theme coming on the station.
Uh-huh.
We'd kick on with it.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Well, I'd like to go down there sometime with you.
Well, we should go down. Well, I know the manager there now. It's Zach Pinnell is the manager. He comes from Missouri. He's a good kind of a guy.
They still do a lot of country music?
They do a lot of country music.
Uh-huh.
And I still go to Country Store Opry here at Pansy. And I play on their program, and they have it live on Saturday evening.
Now, where is that?
That's between here and Petersburg, about 24 miles.
Uh-huh. In what town?
A little place called Pansy.
Uh-huh.
Landis, you come to Landis, and then you come to the place that says Pansy, and then there's a place on the left there that says Country Store Opry.
Now, who was this Dayton?
Dayton Carr.
And this was the station down in Fisher?
Down in Fisher.
Yeah.
And they had a 15-minute program on there, and they had a guy helping them that played the guitar for them, and it happened that he couldn't be with them, and they had to put the program on. Now, me and this Thorne, Virgil Thorne, was playing together, and we happened to be down there. We had our instruments with us. I had my fiddle, and he had his guitar. And Dayton asked us to come in and give him and his wife a hand on their program. Well, Virgil said he'd go. Well, I said, Virgil, I really shouldn't take this fiddle in on a preacher's program, giving service over the radio. Well, Deacon said, now, what would be any harm in that? He said, now, you go in there and play hymns on that fiddle, the same as you could an organ or a piano.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept insisting that I'd go, so I took the fiddle and went in. Mm-hmm. And I played hymns on that fiddle for him. After he preached for a little bit, I'd play a hymn.
Uh-huh.
On that fiddle.
And the other person would play guitar.
And Virgil would play the guitar.
Uh-huh.
And he got mail in through the air from back to from the broadcast from there for the first to come back. They wanted different pieces played on that fiddle. They wanted, they requested him to have me to come back and play.
Can you do a hymn on the fiddle?
Yeah, I can play hymns on the fiddle.
Could you do one now?
Now what would you like to hear?
Well, why don't you just play one?
Well, let's see. Washed in the Blood or Sweet By and By, something like that.
Okay.
Which would you run?
Maybe Washed in the Blood. Do I'll Fly Away?
Yeah, I do that too.
Okay.
Mixed up in.
so.
Yeah, we're starting to do that. I got mixed up.
I think I'll leave the banjo off. I just want to hear the fiddle. And this is in G. There's a sort of a comedy thing that goes with that. Have you ever heard people do that?
Yeah. They have some talk.
Some about some of
yeah.
city fella comes along.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard them do that.
Cacklin hands, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, do you know any other animal ones like that, that imitate an animal, or?
No, that's the King and Mule.
Can you do that one?
You've heard me play that one up there.
Yeah.
You've grass plays, haven't you?
Yeah. Estill's family had a store?
No, it was his cousin, Bernice Reeves. And I went in this store, I heard some music up on the hill, and I asked him, who the hell knows all that country music up there? And he said, oh, it's Estill and Shook and Harlan Kimball and the whole group from here around the smoke hole's playing. So I went up to them, and of course they knew me. They invited me to get my fiddle and come on in. So they asked me, I had his fiddle there. I just took his fiddle and started playing with him. That's the first time I ever knew anyone, but I met him right then. And we got to playing. Well, I went back down several different times than that. We gather up there on Saturday evening then play at the old building up on the hill from the store and have a big time. A little old schoolhouse. We get in and it would be crammed full, have the dance, and we play music. But I've known Destel ever since that time.
Now, does he still play a lot? Or?
Yeah, he plays a lot.
Uh-huh.
He does most of the square dance plan now. He's been doing more of that. I've been laying off myself.
Uh-huh. Does he play for square dances here in Franklin?
Yeah, he plays at the Mountain State Motel up in Franklin.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you didn't put the echo. In D, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice. That's great. That's... Unlike most fiddle tunes, that's only got really one part.
Mm.
Yeah. So, do you know the words to it? Or?
No, I don't.
When people sang it, would they sing it with words? Or?
Yeah. There used to be a fellow around here named Mike Bash who used to play and sing that.
Uh-huh.
That was back years ago.
Thank you. God.